News from Morrible, May 25th, 2007. On microphone, Oro Asha and Shiraz. In studio, Samuel and Oro Asha. Interview by Marlenka.
I'm Audrey. I'm a newcomer in Oroville. I have come here off and on for the last 15 years. I'm a professional artist in the States, and I was drawn here mysteriously. I don't know. Through the times that I have been here, I've always felt at home. I knew very little about the mother and Sri Aurobindo, but I felt very comfortable in communal living, and it's beautiful here, and I am basically a landscape artist. My fascination has been aerial views of the earth. In other words, the overall perception, and that seems to ironically go into the whole idea of human unity, which I think we're all here to work towards. I was very lucky in that I knew someone in this particular community I'm in, Creativity. And so I had stayed here as a guest twice, and noticed that they had a room that wasn't being used, and I was told that the idea was that it was going to be an arts and crafts room or a place where people could work with their hands and so on. And so no one had taken it on, so I took it on and developed an atelier here. It's been wonderful for me. I've been able to stay in Creativity. I am very, very lucky to have a place to stay and have a place to do my own work, which is really my spiritual path, but also to share a process that I learned from another professional artist in California by the name of Connie Smith Siegel, who worked with Charlotte Selver for 20 years, was convinced that we were all separated from our bodies, and developed a body awareness workshop that she gave for years. And my friend Connie integrated this with her own work in painting. And that is what I develop here as what I call experiments, which are basically trying to create an environment, a non-judgmental environment, where people can explore their own self-expression on the page. And it's been wonderful to be able to do it. I do it every week. People come. I ask them to come for a whole day at first, and then they can come for parts of a day after that. And then also I meet people who are interested in landscape drawing, and we go out every Friday and draw. So my vision for this atelier here is to expand. This idea came from a movement, actually, in the United States, where people, studios are terribly, terribly expensive now. Our artists can't afford them. And so there's developing institutions called art gyms, where people pay so much a month and they can work in a big space where their facilities, easels and sinks and all those things, and sometimes galleries. I would like to see something like that here, but of course it would be for anyone, villagers and guests and people in Oroville who haven't had a chance to work with their bodies to express themselves outside of words. I don't think we realize how important it is to use the body as children use it to express ourselves. And one way we can do that is on the page or the canvas or whatever you're working with. So that's my life as it is right now.
In this week's news, we have some reports from the Oroville administration. Working committee report from the period of the 9th of April to the 15th of May. The working committee has had a slow start as three of its members have been absent for several weeks due to problems of family members. One working committee member is expected to return by the end of May. On April 9th, there was a meeting with the outgoing members of the working committee who handed over pending topics. On behalf of the community, the working committee would like to express its appreciation to the outgoing members, Anandi, Anandamai, Selvraj, and Roy, for the work done, and thank them for their dedication to a difficult task. From May 17th to the 11th, the working committee had daily meetings to brainstorm about the nature of the work to be done and plan the work for the next 2 years. They agreed on the following. The working committee will meet together as a full group only on Mondays to discuss the work at hand and to share the work between them. On Wednesdays, two members will meet with the Oroville Council. Another three will meet with the Secretary Oroville Foundation. And the two other members will meet with working groups with whom the working committee has a direct relation. Friday will be available for general appointments. Apart from the normal work that comes to the table of the working committee, the group has proposed to take some initiatives that are needed in the community. The working committee will keep the community informed as and when these initiatives are taken. Amongst the immediate issues to be addressed are the mode of functioning and decision-making of the Residents' Assembly. A proposal will be published soon. How to address the concerns raised by the IPAI report. The working committee intends to create a task force consisting of Orvillians and non-Orvillian advisors to look into the various options. How to create a proper conflict resolution and solution system within Oroville. The working committee has also agreed to ask a number of senior Orvillians to interact regularly with them as advisors. Other main topics addressed by the working committee during this period are
the annual report, Oroville Foundation, 2006-2007, L'Avenir d'Oroville, the office order, 105, the 40th anniversary of Oroville, the land exchange, the Land Commission Committee, LCC, and land estate management functioning. And the topic on drugs in Oroville. Oroville Council report dated May 23, 2007. During the past 2 weeks, the Oroville Council was involved with the following issues. L'Avenir d'Oroville, finding a psychiatrist, personal conflicts. The Oroville Council office will be closed for the last 2 weeks of June since much of the team will be out of station.
Notice from the Oroville Foundation and the Working Committee. No movements on the Oroville Road from 11 p.m. to 4 a.m.
In view of the recent incidents regarding violent attacks on our Oroville roads and the confusion that ensued, the Oroville Foundation and the Working Committee would like to request all those residing in Oroville to keep their movements on the roads of Oroville after 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. to a minimum, unless absolutely necessary. Thank you for your understanding and cooperation. The Oroville Foundation and the Working Committee.
As usual, the summer in Orville is very hot and brings with it a slower pace. But delicious mangoes. The season is on with a variety of delicious mangoes to savor. Also, however, there are still some activities for those that want to beat the heat. A jump in the ocean, for example, the Sunbliss Cafe at Repos is planning to offer a summer service. Probable timings are 9 to 12 a.m. and 3 to 6 p.m. Fruit juices, flower syrups, kombucha, and snacks from Portus and the bakery will be available.
A full moon walk on Thursday, the 31st of May at 7 p.m. Brief meditation at the Banyan. The walk starts at 7:45 into the wilderness of Orville.
For those who would like to learn to paint, enjoy the colors. Call Helgard at 9486534326. To arrange a suitable time to meet the colors in Kalabumi.
A sustainable living workshop at Sadhana Forest on Thursday, the 31st of May. Everyone will meet at 8:30 a.m. outside the gate of Oro Orchard and cycle or drive together to the Sadhana Forest. Please bring hats and water. For more information, look up the website http://www.orville.info/wisp/index.htm.
For those who would like to dance, there is a dance gathering at the Visitor Center on June 2nd from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m.
The news is an echo of the activities in the lives of Orovillians. On microphone, Oroasha and Shiraz.
For further information, please check the website orovilleradio.org. Thank you for listening and stay cool.